30% of American adults with household incomes at or below the poverty level do not have high school diplomas. That sobering figure comes from the National Coalition for Literacy, which is shining a spotlight on the issue for this week's National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week. VPR's Mitch Wortlieb spoke with Hal Cohen, the executive director of Vermont Adult Learning, which has learning centers in 7 counties around the state.
What is our literacy rate here in Vermont?
As a state, we compare very well with the rest of the country. We're one of the top states in terms of the least amount of people who don't complete high school. That said, we have an unbelievable number of Vermonters who have not completed high school. The number is almost 42,000. And of that 42,000, 12,000 have not even completed ninth grade. And in a state our size, you can imagine what kind of impact that can have on our economy and just on quality of life.
So when we talk about things like a literacy rate, we are tying that to, again, that high school equivalency or having graduated high school.
Yes. I mean, today there are clearly Vermonters who you might consider illiterate or who can't read and write. But that number is probably very small. What we really have is people who don't have really the essential skills necessary for better employment and don't have the credential, or what I say for many, many times is even a ticket out of poverty to have that high school diploma.
How does this affect people's lives, not having a high school diploma? What practical ways does it affect them?
Well, I think one of the biggest ways that it affects them is the kind of employment opportunities that they have. It also affects them in terms of their families, in creating expectations for their children to go to high school or finish high school and go on to post-secondary education. Also, poverty. 25% of people in poverty do not have a high school diploma.
So what are some of the circumstances that's preventing some of these Vermonters from completing their high school education?
So for many Vermonters in this situation, there are numbers of barriers. For some people, it's learning disabilities. For some others, it's other kinds of disabilities. For others, it could be substance abuse. For others, it's life circumstances. Women who become pregnant at an early age need to take care of their child and leave high school.
What can be done about this?
So that's one of the great things in Vermont. We have a great network of adult education and literacy programs. We have a program called High School Completion, where a student gets a personalized education plan and can actually get their diploma from their local high school through our program. And what's special about it is it's very flexible. It takes into consideration people's lives and that they may have to work or that they have other kinds of barriers, from transportation to health issues. Last year, we graduated over 380 students, which makes us, in a sense, one of the bigger high schools in the state. We also work with people on essential skills. We also work with people on transitioning into post-secondary education. And we also work on workforce development, work readiness, the kinds of soft skills that people need to get into a good job. And from day one, we not only talk to people about getting their high school diploma, but where they're going to go from there.
I imagine, too, that there may be a stigma attached to even asking for that help. Is that something that you take into consideration?
Yes, there's clearly a stigma for people who don't have a high school diploma. Many are embarrassed by that fact. What we've tried to do is set an environment where all people are welcome. Often, students who don't make it in the regular high school, for many reasons, didn't fit in. Folks who have been bullied, folks from the LGBTQ community. We make sure that in our environment, there's a feeling of welcome.
There's got to be another challenge as well, and I'm thinking here about immigrant communities in Vermont. And more immigrants are coming to Vermont. Some of these people have never spoken English before. What are the challenges for communities that speak English as a second language?
This is also another area that we work on. We have a program for English language learners, so we help people improve their English, improve their vocabulary, get up their skills to be able to function in our community and in a good employment. We also actually teach U.S. citizenship, the different things that people need to learn to get their citizenship.
Hal Cohen is the executive director of Vermont Adult Learning. Thank you so much for the time.
Pleasure.